531.
The future of every generation lies with its sons and daughters who will carry the hopes, dreams and desires into the future, as well as continue the legacy of those who have gone before them. This morning on Pacific Breakfast, we have a special Talanoa on Samoan culture, identity, challenges and aspirations with some of our inspirational Samoan youth. From St. Mary's College in Wellington, we have Toloumu Faletolu from Rongotai College, also in Wellington. We have Christian Asemu. We are joined from Christchurch by Lingus Fido and Henry Ely from Catholic Cathedral College in Dunedin. We also have Soliana Freeman, Kavanagh College, and from Auckland, AUT student Peter Jr. Leao Pepe. Mā lo soi fua, and thank you so much for joining us this morning, everyone. Hello? Is everybody's mics on, or are you all still on mute?
Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh. Everyone else? Yes, we're on. Christchurch, are you with me? Crusaders? Henry? Oh my gosh, all of a sudden Henry and Lingus, video have gone a bit south, the connection here. But that's all good. So we'll start with yourselves and let's go around. Let's start with the boys ladies first from Dunedin. A little bit about yourself, which villages you're representing this morning, please. Shall we begin in Dunedin firstly? Thank you.
I'm representing Satitoa and Nefanga.
And your name too, please. Thank you.
My name is Soliana Freeman.
Thank you. And to our young men in Christchurch next, please, names and villages representing.
My name is Lingus Fido, and I'm representing Sasina and Lalumanu. Good morning. My name is Henry Ely. And the villages I'll be representing today is Lotofanga, Ale Pata, and Papasakawa Savai from the village of Solosolo.
Very good. Shall we move on to Wellington there? I think we've got, we've got Soliana or we've got Toloumu with us there?
Yep, Toloumu.
Toloumu, yeah. Thank you, Toloumu.
Good. I'm representing Pasitoota and Matautu Lefanga this morning.
Very good. And Christian?
Talofalova. My name is Christian. I'm representing Haruma Lava and Gioville.
Yes. And finally, let's move to Auckland there. Mr. Leao Pepe, which villages are you representing in Samoa, please?
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Peter Lapepe, a.k.a. P-Tax. Otherwise, villages I represent is Vavasa from Apia and Samata Etai and Sawai.
Awesome. Let's start from Auckland firstly. Peter, let's move around and, let's give time so we can get, hear from everyone. Let's start in Auckland firstly. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm a 20-year-old AUT student studying a Bachelor of Communications. Samoan, obviously. I have one little brother, two loving parents. And something interesting about myself is I play gridiron. I play gridiron for New Zealand. And just a plethora of other benevolent events. But yes, that's my character and that's just who I am. I'm pretty confident and so you pass it on to the next person.
Well, you have a plethora of confidence there and showing a lot of intestinal fortitude there, young man. So very good. Shall we move on to Wellington with Christian and Toloumu, please? Tell us a little bit about yourself. Firstly, Christian.
I'm 17. I like to play piano and play rugby. And a fun fact about me is that I play for my church piano. Thank you.
Awesome. But you know how it is, Christian. It's always fun until if you make a mistake and then it's not so fun, eh? You know how it goes. Toloumu, what about yourself, young lady? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a New Zealand-born Samoan. I was born in Dunedin. And I moved to Wellington back in 2011, so fast forward 9 years, and I'm currently in my last year at St. Mary's College.
Awesome. Let's move on to Christchurch, church here. Henry and also Lingus, tell us a little bit about yourself, guys.
Hey guys, so I am 18 years old and I'm at my last year here at Cathedral, year 13. And I am the oldest of four in our family with two sisters and one brother who is the youngest. I love music. Music is very huge for me. And a fun fact for me is I'm self-taught in a lot of the instruments I play.
Hey guys, my name is Lingus. I'm 17 and I'm the second youngest of seven siblings. But I'm the oldest out of my full siblings. So I got like a lot of half siblings in that. And in my free time, I like to play pool, like biliaki.
Awesome. Suliana?
I'm 13 years old. I'm currently still in intermediate. I like playing sports and play the violin. And yeah, that's it.
Awesome. I love that we've got a mix of ages here as well, and it's so good. I'm looking at you all, and I couldn't be prouder. If I was your own dad or grandfather or that. Talk to me. Samoan Language Week. What does it mean to you? And what does it mean to be a Samoan? Don't worry, Peter, the family's always in the background doing their thing. You just focus on the talanoa. So shall we begin again? Because I do want to hear from everyone. Shall we start with you this time, Suliana, and then we'll work our way back around the country. So what does a Samoan Language Week mean to you? And what does it mean to be Samoan, please, dear?
It means learning your culture and learning the words that you should, know of a normal, of a Samoan, easy words and stuff. And being Samoan is quite a privilege, because knowing that other kids want to be Samoan. Yeah, I'm finished.
Henry, Lingus.
What does Samoan language mean to me? For me, it's a time where us Samoans reflect back to the time where our parents or grandparents or great-grandparents taught us young ones the Samoan language and how important they are in our Samoan culture and how important it is to pass that knowledge on to the next generation. And yeah, and what was the next question?
What does it mean to you to be Samoan?
Oh, what does it mean to be Samoan? It means a lot. It means, it's huge to have that those skills and knowledge that have been passed on to you from your ancestors, so that you can learn from them and to be able to pass that on to the next generation. And another thing is to have that immediate community, so when we have things like funeral, you meet people from around, your family, they immediately come to you and have that big gathering together, because not a lot of Balangis have that. Yeah. That's it for me.
I kind of like Samoan Language Week because we get to express our culture a little bit. It's the only week in the year that we can actually fully express our languages like that. And I feel like sometimes it's kind of forgotten. And I guess this week is just like a way that we can express it. And yeah.
Let's move on to Wellington with our Wellington students, please. Firstly, shall we go Christian? Yep, thank you.
Samoan Language Week means a lot to me because it's like a week we can come together and celebrate our strong connections with our history and our bright future. And what does it mean to be Samoan? It means a lot because our country is not very big, so for other people to recognize who us as Samoans, it means a lot. And yeah,
awesome.
I guess to be able to have seven whole days to celebrate our Samoan culture and the many beauties of Samoa is a blessing itself. So not many people can say that they have a whole week to celebrate their culture and their identity and what makes them them. So I'm truly grateful for that. And as well as our Samoa as well as our neighboring Pacific Islands, they get to celebrate their whole week as well. So that's a true blessing. And to be a Samoan is a true privilege, because being brought up in a Samoan household and having similar upbringings as other Pacific Islands is really great. I'm really grateful for that. And my parents always say, everything starts from home. So all those ipukis and all the whaaos and lectures slowly teach us core values and morals in our everyday lives. So, yep.
Awesome. And Peter? Yaso mangaku.
Samoan Language Week. I think a lot of the other students, they pretty much touched upon it. But I guess, yeah, I think it's just a time of reflection based on history and how far our ancestors went, in terms of like even like all the unfortunate events that happened in the past as well, such as slavery and other topics like that. Just knowing that Samoans were they were overcomers of that, and now Samoans are like one of the best people in the world. To be honest, we got the Rock, and we got so many other people. We got to Samoa and all the other stuff. But now, honestly, it's Samoan language. It enables us to be proud in who we are and who we are in our skin. Just because sometimes in society, they place certain things on us, saying that we can't do this, or we're only good at rugby, or we're only good at music. But there's many of us that are doctors, lawyers, many more than that, many more than what society say that we are. So honestly, it's a time to be proud in who we are in our skin. And I'm blessed to be a Samoan as well. And what it means for me to be a Samoan, yeah, it's awesome. Yes, it's pretty awesome to be a Samoan, mate. Just knowing that it's more of our actions that really speak louder than our words, kind of thing. That's kind of what I've been always growing up into this house. It's more so of how you display yourself as a Samoan, more so than saying what you are, kind of thing. But yeah, it means a lot to me, knowing that I can go into uni, be a brown skin and graduate, knowing that I'm one of that low percentage of islanders from Southside or from Central that only makes it to uni, kind of thing. But in saying that, yeah, Samoans are just awesome, to be honest, mate.
Okay. But, awesome, yeah. Indeed. And awesome to have you all joining us this morning. I want to talk now about, you know, our cultural identity, and talking about the language, you know, in terms of preserving our language, our culture, our ngangana, anga nu'u, and all that as Samoans. I want to go around and hear from you. What do you see as the, you know, the biggest challenge facing, especially from, you know, your perspective? As a Samoan youth, talk to me about your relationship with your culture, your language, and you know what you see as maybe a challenge to learning more about that. Peter, let's start with you this time, please.
Oh, so I guess for me, I would have to go back to probably my grandparents. So for me, growing up as a Samoan, I don't really know much about my history because. Growing up, it's just hard. I won't speak much into that, but yeah, definitely hard times growing up. And it, what the massive cause of it was the limitations of knowing my history. So I'm still definitely in the process of finding out more about my history and my ancestry blood. But I'm one of the few Samoans that aren't fluent in Samoan. So how I attack that is basically doing Siva Samoa, like whakapakis and all the performance things. I tend to think that I'm the man at that. But yeah, come on, Polyfest. Got closed like twice in a year, but it's okay. It's all right. But yeah, that's how I would attack, just in terms of speaking the language and all that. But in saying that, it doesn't limit me to not be more in my language and all that things.
Awesome. But, yeah. Christian?
I think one of the big, like, challenges us youth face is our youth tend to hold back and, like, not opening up to what, like, we have in our heads and, like, just keeping it to ourselves. And that's what, like, limits us to, like, our abilities. So, like, I was thinking like of a way to like overcome that, and that's to like talk, speak up. Don't be afraid to like show your like inner self, in the south. And, yeah.
Nice. Tolomu?
Sorry, could you please repeat the question?
In terms of our culture and our language, what's your connection and what do you think are the, you know, the challenges to preserving the language, the culture, you know, moving forward, you know, for yourself as a Samoan youth?
Challenges. I'd say one of the biggest challenges would be the expectation to live between two different worlds. You know, there's the Samoan world and then there's the Palangi world. And it's the challenge of young Samoans living outside of Samoa here in New Zealand to adapt and kind of be like edge walkers. The challenge of having to change your way of thinking, acting, and holding yourself between these two different environments is probably one of the biggest challenges that us youth face.
Very good. So, Liana, are you let's ask yourself there. No, you're fine. You do what you're doing. Same question, so Liana, what's your, you know, your connection to your language and your culture? And what do you see, you know, as a big challenge to preserving that for yourself?
I used to get really scared when I would speak Samoan because I always thought that I'd get it wrong or something and then feel real bad, but now that I've learned to, like, step out of my bubble and just, if I get it wrong, then I get it wrong. Just learn to make it right.
Well, sorry about you and your mic drop. So, Liana, whatever you're doing is fine. You just be the Yoda here. That's amazing. Thank you so much for that. Henry, Lingus, talk to me. What are your thoughts, sons?
In my opinion, I feel like a challenge that the youth, like Samoan youth, face is something like falling into the stereotypes. Like, just because you're Samoan, you have to be a rugby player, you have to be a musician, you have to be big and strong. And I feel like sometimes they just need to do what they think is right rather than what society thinks is right for them. And so I feel like they just need to be more of themselves rather than what other people want.
Awesome.
A challenge that us youth would be facing is when you're still in that, like one of you said, like when you're still in that process of learning the culture, you find it hard to understand what other people are saying. So when you're talking with someone and you don't understand what they're saying, that's some of the challenges that people face as a Samoan youth.
Hands up for those of you, especially those that are not fluent in your ngangana Samoa, where you have, you know, been in a situation where you've tried and then, you know, you've either been put down or you feel a bit stink because, you know, others, even family, you know, have made comments about, you know, man, you're so plastic or something like that. Hands up. Have any of you gone through that situation? Okay, so that's 100%. It saddens me in a way because, you know, it's like your generation. I mean, it's the same issue that has continued for generations. You know, myself being a New Zealand born, Porirua, Ascot Park, but, you know, for ourselves, how do we overcome how do you overcome the shame? So Liana made such a great point. It's just like, just going to do it anyway. I don't care. Well, somebody else, you know, share. Well, how do you overcome to, you know, push past that barrier of shame or embarrassment to learn more about the culture, to learn more about your Samoan heritage? Anyone, please. In less than 5 seconds, please.
Put more time and effort into like learning the words as you would like playing a sport or learning to play something.
Far out, you amazing young person. That's awesome. So putting as much effort as you would into something else that you... Man, I love it. Any of our other older students as well? Come on, don't be shy.
I feel like Samoans these days, we tend to be like a amu when other people try and get it wrong. So I feel like rather than focusing on the people that don't know how to speak Samoan, how they could get better, focus on how the people that do know Samoan and how they can help the other students.
Awesome.
Like learn the language.
Awesome. Anyone else? Peter?
Oh, yeah. So, how did I overcome it? I think self-worth is very important in this stuff, in this kind of aspect, because as much as you can like try and stuff, like you could still be like mentally hurt, or it could be inflicted mentally. So I think self-worth is really important in terms of this attacking kind of this thing, and just being real with yourself and just identifying that it's okay to like stuff up, it's okay to like not be fluent. There's other ways to attack that, such as showing that you're someone, but some people don't really look at that kind of thing. But yeah, I feel like what's the most what most impacts you as a person to be someone, then I feel like it shouldn't really hinder anyone else, even though it is kind of hard to do that. But yeah, I'd say probably your self-worth is real important.
Awesome, Peter. Tolomo, any thoughts, dear?
I was thinking, just claim who you are. You know, if like your smallest bit of Samoan, just regardless of how Samoan you are, you're Samoan. So just claim that and just like go with it. Be proud of who you are. And to those that do know like everything about being Samoan, it's about that support. So when we support each other, it just makes it even better, and our Samoan community can grow. And you know,
awesome, Christian.
I guess like a way you can try and overcome it is, just like if you can't do it yourself, like maybe like get your fellow other Samoan brothers or sisters and like try and like connect with just you guys, and then like come out as a whole, kinda.
Awesome. And Peter, thank you for your cheerleader in the background. It's been broadcast around the world, so that's amazing. Let's finish with this. Your future goals. You are the, you know, as I said in the introduction, you are the future of our Samoan people. You represent, you know, the next generation. What is your goal for the future for yourself, and a message to Samoans that are tuning in this morning? Let's begin with Dunedin. Soliana, please, dear, what is your goal? You know, what do you want to do when you finish school? And what's a message to your other Samoan community, brothers, sisters, mums and dads tuning in this morning, please?
For my goal would be to work hard to try and aim to. One of my dreams is to become a marine biologist or an archaeologist to study, because I love the sea and stuff.
Well, based on your answers this morning, young lady, I have no doubt that you will definitely achieve it. Do you guys still say hashtag amazeballs? Because that was awesome. Thank you so much. Okay, let's move on to Christchurch. Henry Lingus, talk to me. What's your goals when you finish school, and message to your fellow Samoans tuning in this morning?
My goals is to go to university and become a property manager, or something like in the lines of real estate and stuff like that. I feel like it probably will be a challenge, but I mean, I'll push through, I guess. And my message to all Samoans is like, I don't know, be yourself, and to just be who you want to be rather than be what other people tell you to be and stuff like that.
Awesome. And to the person right next to you, yes?
My future goal is to, so after school, I'm wanting to study getting a degree in tourism. So I'll be able to get that leader in an airline, and to be able to travel the world and to see what the world is like. And a message to tell those who are tuning in this morning. No, like Linga said, to, you know, to just be who you are, you know. Don't try to be something that you're not, because that's not going to work well for you. It's not healthy. So, you know, whatever other people say, you know, just ignore them. And if you stay who you are, then, you know, good things will come out of it, and you'll be a better person in the future.
Awesome. Christian?
My goals for when I leave is to join the army. It's always been like an aspect of mine to join, because like I've always been inspired by like books about fallen soldiers and that. And yeah, and our message to to everyone tuning in is, speak the language, like even if it's like little words, like j- just try and embrace your own culture. And like the quote for this week, Tapena so wosu malomalanga, which means prepare your gift for your travels. Maybe your gift is your identity, and always be proud of who you are and where you come from.
Awesome. Toromu.
My future goals, well, I hope to study psych at the University of Victoria, I hope. But a message to all the tuners, the people that are tuning in this morning, is to be proud of your cultural background, because there's just nothing like it, nothing like being a Samoan. Regardless of how Samoan you are, you have every right to rep that 685, so just don't be scared to learn Samoan and fully embrace it, because our culture is just really beautiful, and it's just one of the many blessings from our good Lord. So, yep.
Awesome. Peter, and your family?
My family. The Taliban. Goal of mine. So I'm already studying. I guess I really want to do something in the media industry. I already have done something, which was called Brown Boys. Really fortunate to be a part of. For me, I guess I just really want to tell people's stories, and it's not just brown skin, but like every other people, because I feel like everyone relates in some sort of way. Even though it may not be the same challenges, it may still have the same feelings. So I definitely want to have, and I definitely want to do something in the media industry. Just feel like spreading more light and positive vibes into the world. And something that I want to share with every Samoan is that through every dark night, there's a brighter day. As cliche, as cringe as that may sound. There will be days where it will be hard. Especially if you're like a uni student and you're brown skin. The world is pretty hard sometimes, and that's just the reality of it. But if you just put your head down and if you push through, like honestly, like you'll reap the rewards that you put out. So even to everyone that's on this group chat, honestly, like you guys got bright features ahead of you, Zay. This is so random, I don't know why I'm doing this, but honestly, just put your head down, just grind hard, and like you'll make it through. Just know that school is just one chapter in your life, but after school, it's a whole new level. Like, I kid you not. Like, it's I'm just speaking out of like reality, just of what I've been through. But yeah, honestly, just when school's finished, just make sure that you guys you back yourself every way, because after school, it's a whole another level. Life is a whole another level, and it just keeps going like that.
Awesome.
That would be my advice to everyone.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Peter. And on behalf of your parents, when you get your first job there as well, just make sure you have to pay board as well to help out your parents also, if that's okay. Okay. A very big thank you. Toro Umu Falicholu, Christian Semu, Lingus Fido, Henry Ely, Soliana Freeman, Apita, Junior Lau Pepe. We've been so blessed. Our people are in very good hands, as I see it. And here's something we're going to do. I was just thinking, you know what? Let's do this. We're going to do a little pese, and it's one that I'm sure all of you know. It's Sa Vali Vali, just to bless your parents that are watching in that as well. So we're just going to do a little a sing-song. Sa Vali Vali means go for a walk, and I want you guys to do the actions with me as well. Is that okay? Yes, it is okay, because we're going to do it right now. Soliana, please don't take off. Okay then, are you ready? Savali, no, all turn your mics on. Don't mute on me now. Yeah, no, I know, you young people. Turn your mics on. Far out. Okay, here we go. Savali Vali means go for a walk. Tau Tala Tala means too much talk. Alofa ya te oi means I love you. Take it easy, fai, fai le. Ooh. Sorry. Okay. Thank you so much. We've been so greatly blessed. You know, all the very best for your futures. God bless you. And, you know, may God's purpose for your lives be fulfilled in its fullness. Go forward and change the world, young people. We are so blessed to have you this morning. God bless. Tō whāsui fua. Thank you to your families and to your teachers for allowing you to be here. And Peter, thank you for your family cleaning up your room while you were talking. Thank you so much. Bless you heaps. Tō whāsui fua. It is, what's the time now? 14 minutes to 9, 5:31 PI Pacific. People together.